Ale.
¡Sí, señor!
¡Feliz Navidad y próspero año! Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFB Podcast, the Christmas edition. I'm Jorge Georgie Martínez. We got a full house of primos. We got Nico Gutierrez, Hector Reyes, Ricky Torres. ¿Cómo estamos, primo?
What's
up, y'all? Like, just like Jose Feliciano said, man. ¡Feliz Navidad!
It's been a while since I did my grito. I was like, I hope I remember.
Oh, yeah. It felt good. It feels good. Hey, welcome back, Ricky. I know you've been on the front lines, and it's good to have you back, baby.
Hey, mask up. That's all I'm going to say.
Mask up.
Totally. Well, everybody, you know, we got kind of like a microwave show. We were going to get two shows in one. So we're going to get everything in one. We're going to preview all the games through Monday Night Football, because it's championship week. You guys are playing for your titles. We are able to consolidate everything because, you know what? We know who's adentro and who's afuera. And
we're going to pack it up.
Are you going for any championships this week?
I am not going for any. Maybe DFS. Championship for that
possible
day.
But championships between the four of us. So. Exciting. Yeah. Exciting!
We're gonna pack this show up just like tamales in a Tupperware after Sunday night. So let's go.
Oh, that was the best part of your mom. That was the best idea your mom had last couple of years, bringing the stuff to, you know,
bring the leftover containers and be ready to rock. And everybody packs up for lunch the next day. It's the best.
Well,
and
before
Christmas, man, that's the best.
Before we get into everything, but you know. We got, I mean, I think everybody's favorite Christmas tradition is Ricky, you know, your dad dressing up as Santa. I mean, my kids still love it, and they're teenagers. And, you know, obviously it's a nod to Abuelito, who did it since Nico and I were in diapers, I think we were probably the first ones to call him Santa Claus, right, Nico?
What? There's no Santa Claus?
But, favorite food.
Oh man, Georgie ruined it.
I know. I'm sorry. We got to end the call right now. Sorry, everybody.
What?
We just ruined Santa Claus.
What do you mean?
Yeah, for a 50 something
guy. That guy who looked like our grandpa's not Santa Claus.
Oh man, but. I mean, obviously, the getting together, the arguing over football, because it was always championship week whenever Christmas would come. I mean, just the
beautiful
best.
Memories.
Yes.
Christmas watching football with Nico. But anyways.
All the ants like, mijo, try my tamale. No, mijo, try my tamale. No, mine's better. Throw down.
And exactly. All we say is yes. I end up with six tamales on the table on mine.
Except whoever puts raisins in theirs and whoever puts olives in theirs.
I think olives is like South America. I think other countries add their own little.
Someone
flair,
in the family does that.
I don't know, man.
Someone did the raisins. I don't mind the olives.
I think raisins are sweet tamales. Raisins are like dessert tamales, like sweet tamales. But I think
dulce,
olives.
The dulce.
I feel like sweet tamales, nah, you need them. You need that saltiness. You need that pork.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Or the rajas with the cheese and the heat. You need the heat.
One of my favorite Christmas meals actually isn't Hispanic. It's the jambalaya.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that Tio Poncho brings. And Irene's Christmas ham, right, Nico?
Right, the ham's good.
Oh, I love
that
ham.
That's the best.
I love finding the little pieces at the end, whatever's left.
And the next day with eggs, scrambled eggs in the morning, forget about it.
That ham is awesome in the morning. Yeah.
Though I will say
we have ham everything, ham sandwiches, ham casseroles, ham apple pie. I mean, that's all we get after that.
That's the best. Ham apple pie.
but I will say, love the ham, but your mom's other Christmas tradition of making Harvey Wallbanger cake is still just.
I need that recipe.
Numero
is that the one that's in the can?
What?
No, it's the Harvey Wallbanger. It's
that
the cake. It's like in a bundt cake with the frosting.
Yeah, Irene makes.
Oh, with the pineapple? No.
No.
It's got a white frosting on it.
One of the Thea's sent me like. Something baked in like a tin can.
Spam?
Oh wow!
And no, it was like something baked That's what I thought it was, but it was delicious. And I'm like, I need to find that again.
Oh, wow. Interesting. We got to find which tea I made it because, you know, we got a lot of them.
I don't know. I don't remember anyone baking anything in the tin can, but we shall research. Yeah. We're going to research that.
It might be one of my Lancaster nights.
Was it brownies?
Yeah.
Well, like me, oh, I knew you'd like this.
Well, I will say that it was, I mean, gosh, I'm going to miss hugging you guys. I'm going to miss arguing over football while drinking
virtual
all the fun.
Hug. Hey, we'll still argue.
Trying different beers.
Yes. All the extra beers. I owe you guys, I owe each of you guys a beer, and I owe Manny a beer. So
we're going to go through our beer bets, that spreadsheet. And
at the end of the season, just go through all.
There's a lot.
I've already got ideas for the end of the season. But well, Primos, I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, gonna I'm glad we got this because it keeps us going, and we'll be have plenty of fun on Christmas Day, even if we're not together. Hope, and Nico's going to have a wine tasting Zoom on a couple days after Christmas, so that's going to be That's going to be good times. Well, you know, another thing before we get into this, salute to Alex Padilla, the first Latino U.S. Senator for California, you know, and a resident of the 818. Pacoima, Pacas.
That's right.
Went to San Fernando High School, but even better.
Tiger Pride.
Even better. He was taught by our Tio Jose Lopez. All right, Tio Jose, RIP, you know, in paz descanse.
Yeah, I heard about
that.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's just awesome. I actually met Alex once at the Dodgers, and I didn't know about this connection. I would have
would have name dropped right there.
Oh, totally would have.
Coach
totally
Lopez. Like, hey.
Oh man, so
that's so cool.
Yeah, well, you know, salud, Alex. You know, best of luck. You know, I gave him a nice tweet out yesterday. I got a bunch of people who tweeted me back and said big ups to him. So salud.
Oh yeah.
Salud.
Oh, yeah.
So championship game. So Nico, you're in the championship. Familiarity.
I am. I'm ready to take that trophy away from Ricky. It's going to be fun to rip it out of his hands. He won't let it go.
It's like DJ getting the green jacket from Tiger Woods, right? It's like the passing of the trophy over there. Here you go.
Oh. I'd rather Nico you get it than Jesse.
That's right. Well,
I'd rather
Jesse. You know, we're going to.
We don't need a new guy. Let's keep the jacket with him.
Hey, when Jesse hears his podcast, Rick, I don't know, but he's gonna light you up, man.
Hey, Jesse's gonna have the same fate as Jose. Jose went to the championship 2 years in a row and lost both times.
Is that some kind of a curse or something? Like, is that what happened when you?
Hey, history repeats itself, man.
We shall see.
Plus, Nico on his Nico had a Monday Night Football miracle when he and I played 9 years ago with Julio Jones. And Nico, you got another Monday Nighter. You got
a
nice
miracle.
Monday Night stack.
Yeah.
However, I have a feeling Derrick Henry is not going to play this week.
Not going to play?
I don't know. That's what happened to me last year when I had Derrick Henry in the championship
in week 16.
Oh, they sit him down to keep him healthy.
Injured for that week, and I was like, really? That randomly came out of nowhere.
Wow.
And then he was fine the following week. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah. So that's I don't know.
Just to catch up the listeners, I mean, Jesse's got the quarterback, running back, and top wide receiver all of Tennessee.
Tennessee,
so
yeah.
And it's supposed
Tannehill
to snow that
and AJ Brown. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Isn't it exciting? There's some stories there.
Yeah. And then, of course, I have Josh Allen. And then also I have Diggs on Monday night. So that way, after it's all done, we still got one last game. It's my top two players.
If you track it,
Jesse and I, our projections are right there. If it's 101, he's 101. If it goes to 103, he's
50-50, yeah, man.
You guys are like
one point
apart.
We're both at 105 right now. Yeah. Even the projections – We're hanging in there tight. So
what does Vegas say?
Vegas has Vegas has Nico as a 1 point underdog.
Oh man, Nico's a 1 point underdog. Speaking of,
my name from Nico Las Vegas.
Ricky, you want to give us a quick update on your two championships?
Oh, I'm very excited. One of them's a work league, so I'm playing against one of the doctors. So I just want to whoop his ass. I'm hoping it'll be nice bragging rights in the halls. And my other one is one that I've been in for a long time. I have three championships. This will be my fourth one. And I've been bragging to the league that I'm undefeated in the playoffs because every time I'm in, I win. So I need to win this one. Both leagues, I have Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Both leagues, I have Mark Andrews. One league, I have Kamara, which I'm very happy to have back. Eckler in both leagues. So
damn.
Oh, and Scary Terry in both leagues.
Sounds good. Sounds
and like the Ravens defense in both leagues. Yeah, so,
good shot. Good shot.
Oh, we'll man. See. I just want to win in both. I mean, if I can just win my fourth championship in that one league, God, it would just be such bragging rights.
Oh, right?
Well, and who will be the doctor then, right, after you win it all?
I'm not a doctor, but I play one in fantasy football.
Well, on mine, I'm in the championship for the Dodger League, which is I'm very proud of because that's a league full of sharks. And we got – and this – if we win, we won in 2018, so hopefully we're doing that one. We got a 10-game winning streak on that one. So
just win every other year, George. That's how
just,
it goes.
I know. Exactly.
In even years, you just win in even years. Every other decade. Okay. That's a good way to do it. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but see, I've got the interesting – and the other one is in the Estadio Fantasy Bowl. So I'm playing Adrián Alpanseque from Venezuela, who's born in Venezuela, now lives in Mexico. So great guy. He and I've gotten to be very friendly over Twitter. I've got the strange quandary where on the Dodger League, I'm playing against Jalen Hurts. And in the Estadio Fantasy Bowl, I'm playing with Jalen Hurts. So I'm starting
either way it hurts.
So it's going to be crazy. I'm right on the Dodger League. I'm riding the Tannehill AJ Brown stack with Devontae Adams. So I'm a 1-point underdog in that one. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
And very
let's
cool.
get it. Let's roll through the best bets. So Nico, you and Hector have the Chargers 3-point favorites over the Broncos. That's that one's pretty interesting.
Ooh, yeah, I think they're gonna kill him though.
I think the Chargers are prime. Wow. I think Herbert comes back, and you know he got a little bit of an ego bruise there against the Patriots and Belichick, but I think he comes back now with a vengeance and has another 300-yard game, and he just lays down the hammer on Denver. So
it's the battle of two young teams. So yeah, and I think in the end it's gonna be the Chargers, but it's gonna be fun to see Melvin Gordon go up against the Chargers.
Right.
Been hot lately. So yeah. Is he going to keep
it up? He has been.
Going to keep it up. I'm betting on it because I'm putting him in my flex over David Johnson and Tyler Boyd, who I'm not even sure if he's going to play this week. But yeah, so I'm hoping he has a revenge game. And I don't know. It could be high scoring possibly is what I'm hoping. But the Chargers by 7 at least. Come on.
I like it.
So, Nico, you and I are going against each other. You've got Cleveland 9.5-point favorites, and I got the Jets plus 9.5. So, on the other side of that one, that's my system coming back. So, what are you feeling in that game?
Well, I think these teams. I mean, we had a lot of games. Like, what just happened? You know, and it was the hiccup. But I think what happens now is the true teams going to the playoffs are just going to plow through. Focus, it's going to be there. I mean, you can kind of see it. COVID kind of makes things up. Like, are we even going to get there? But I think they see it. And Cleveland's going to have, what was it, a Monday Night Football game where it was like 45-44 or something? Like
yeah.
Insane game where the best game, you know, ever. And I think they're going to get those kind of points. So I would normally not take 9.5, but I think they're going to blow through the over-under on the top side.
Yeah, Mayfield's been one of the hottest quarterbacks in the game, so I could see it happening, and you know, and also the Jets letting down now that they got their win. So
they're gonna be checking their phones at halftime, like making tee times and like planning trips and stuff like that. So yeah, the Cleveland second half, especially, I think they blow them out second half, even if it's tight, sort of tight first half, second half it's over.
So heck, Cincinnati right.
No, I was going to say, they don't want third pick. They want at least second pick because they already dropped the first pick. So, you know, hey.
Exactly.
Like, oh, they run another touchdown? Oh, that's too bad. So.
Yeah, they don't want to stay on that one. The owners don't want to go any further. Heck, you got Cincinnati plus 8. What are you feeling on that one?
I don't know. They just looked really good. I think the Texans are not up to the task here. Texans are favored by 8 points. I'm not seeing it. You know, I'm just not seeing it. I think Giovanni Bernard had 2 touchdowns last game, and the Texan defense is not.
Pittsburgh is just horrible right now.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I don't see the Texan defense being any better than that. Pittsburgh's defense should be ranked at least a little bit higher than these guys. So, than the Texans. So I see the Bengals, you know, as surprising as you may think it is, I think the Bengals give the Texans a real tough time here. And I think they cover plus 8.
All right, Nico, you got, Nico, are you going to be singing Hurts So Good with Philadelphia 2.5 point favorites over the Cowboys?
Yeah,
road,
you know,
road favorites.
Cowboys look good right now, but the Eagles, I mean, the Eagles are a good team, but they just didn't have a good quarterback. And when it was, and it's exciting. And as you know, Philly's an emotional city. I mean, they snowballed Santa Claus, right? And so they, and, you know, the paper fans up in the, you know, even they are yelling, you know, it's getting so bad. So, but I think the Eagles, you know, they feel it. And once you start winning, it feels so good. And they're going to ride that rhythm. I think they're going to come through. And Dallas is still kind of, yeah, they're playing, yeah, but I think they're more individual players versus team players. So.
Well, I'm hoping for good things from Jalen Hurts, but I'm hoping for better things from Ryan Tannehill, because the one of my teams, I'm riding Tannehill against Hurts. So you got Tennessee plus 3.5 over Green Bay in Green Bay. What you liking that? How you liking that one? The cold.
You know, yeah, everything says Tennessee is going to do it. I mean, our Green Bay should do it. They're home. It's cold. It's going to snow. And Rodgers is just on fire, but their defense is just not that good. And Tennessee, you know, even in the snow, when you're sitting there running that well and passing that well and everything, is you know, I just think at the end Tennessee will win, because Rodgers, when he starts to get kind of hit in the mouth, it's, you know, over.
I think the X factor here is going to be weather.
Yeah.
You know, and they're playing in Green Bay, and it's set to be like 25 degrees. Possible snow in Green Bay. So that's going to be interesting. I think Green Bay, I don't know how Tennessee's going to, that's the million-dollar question is, how does Tennessee play in freezing-ass weather? So that's the X factor. I don't think they do well. Ryan Tannehill came from Miami, comes to Tennessee, another warm weather town. So he's not used to playing in 20-degree weather, and he's going to do that on Sunday. So if he can do it, you know, you talk about Drew Brees wearing gloves, and he sucks when he wears gloves. Is Tannehill going to wear gloves? And you know what I mean? Like, your fingers numb up, and it's just weird. It's just playing in the cold, super, you know, biting-ass cold is just different. Aaron Rodgers is a professional, you know, Iceman, and Ryan Tannehill is not. So that's going to be the interesting part. I think Derrick Henry just goes off anyway. I don't, you know, that guy can play in a blizzard running uphill and still get 200 yards. So that's not going to matter. The X factor is going to be Tannehill and A.J. Brown. What happens to them? That cold is going to affect them. The question is how much.
That's interesting. Well, Hector, tell us Chicago real quick on Chicago.
Chicago real quick. I like David Montgomery and Allen Robinson show. Trubisky's been playing nicely the last few weeks. So I like them in this game. I think they cover 7.5. I like them a lot.
And it's in Jacksonville. So that's
Jacksonville's been trash lately. Gardner, you know, the quarterback carousel has been happening. You know, now it's Minshew now, and I don't know how healthy he's been. I think, what is it, a thumb injury that he had or whatever he had that was wrong with him. I you know, James Robinson's been super Mr. Consistency, but I just don't think that it's going to work out. I think Chicago's been looking really nice lately. They've been putting some nice fantasy points. Montgomery and Allen Robinson both. And I think, Nico, you have both of those guys, right?
I do. So yeah, I'm smiling as you say this. So
yeah, I think they cover easily 7.5.
And I got the other side. I got Jacksonville plus 7.5 because it's a six game difference, and Jacksonville's the home
team.
So
system.
Got the system. Nico, you got the Bills -7 on the road in New England. Are you? It's all about Allen to Diggs, right?
It's the mojo. I gotta go. I have the feeling it's, you know, it's going to be there, so I can't go against myself. Plus, I think New England, I mean, I don't know, Cam, you know, he can get 3 points, he can get 23 points. And then it could be in a quarter, but I just think they're talking about trading Cam, and I think that's going to affect his pride. So I don't see New England doing too much here, even though they're home. But Buffalo's just on fire. They are trying to take over the second seed, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So they're going to play like
that. They have a shot. And, you know, even though it's in New England, they got a shot for that.
Definitely.
So, Hector, your last one is the Rams plus 1.5.
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely. I think Seattle's defense has been not the Seattle defense of old that we're used to. They've definitely not anywhere near, you know, what they've been in the past. So Seattle's defense has been definitely weak. I think the Rams definitely recover from the last couple of games where they haven't been doing so well. I remember a few weeks back when Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods just both went off, both of them. I think we see that again. Goff's been a little bit off, But I think this is his comeback game, and I think they cover here. I think they cover against Russell Wilson and company, and who hasn't been looking very well lately. I've had DK Metcalf in my lineups, hasn't done much. Lockett hasn't done much. It's just weird. Like the receiving core for Seattle has just been like they just disappeared, and I think that's going to happen again. I think the Rams defense is tough. They're going to give Russell Wilson all kinds of trouble. I think Seattle's O-line has been beaten up a little bit, and I think the Rams D-line and company gets in there and gives them a big headache that day. Rams cover plus 1.5.
Yeah, I'll expand a little bit on that when we get to that game. But my last bet, I mentioned the first three. I also have Detroit +9 against Tampa Bay, home against Tampa Bay. So we're going to see. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in that game. And 9 points is a lot on, you know, for a home team to give up. So yep, we'll see. Yep. So we're going to get into the previews. We're going to preview all 16 games. So it's a quick format today. Hey, it's championship week. There are only a handful of players who are really going to be worthy of playing on championship week. Maybe there's some flex consideration out there, but we're gonna jam through these players, and I'm gonna sprinkle in the cheeseman in there, so we're not gonna have a traditional cheeseman, cheeseman. So let's start on Christmas Day. Minnesota 6-8 at 10-4. New Orleans. The Saints are 7-point favorites and a 51.5-point over under. So Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen. I mean, guys, there's no question.
Light them all up. Automatic. Right away. Even on both sides, I think hopefully it'll be a high scoring game. New Orleans has to show that they're not crap, that they're going to be a playoff team. So they're going to have to score right off the bat. So expect them to do so. How they do it, I hope they do it via Kamara. But I mean, now that Michael Thomas is on the IR, I don't know who's going to be the recipient.
Sanders, fire up Emmanuel Sanders. Drew Brees had a crappy, like, total first half of the game last week. Still went for 3 touchdowns. So look for him to have a nice rebound this game. All that rust has now been dusted off. I think he comes back. I think Emmanuel Sanders has a monster game. Jared Cook, too. We saw last week. Jared Cook, he had a couple of, you know, bad routes, bad drops and such. You know, Drew Brees was definitely in his ear. I think in practice this week, they both get on the same page. I think Jared Cook goes for at least 1 touchdown here. Fire him up for sure. Him and Sanders, those are your guys on New Orleans.
And the Vikings still have a chance to make the playoffs, or are they way out? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think they're out. I think they got knocked out last week.
Yeah, I think they're exactly out. Yeah, well, I mean, I hope they play hard. They have nothing to lose. So, I would love to say, yeah, throw all them in, but we'll see what they end up doing. I would love to see Jefferson. He's just been so hot.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
So, even more than Thielen. So, I would love to see him do more against the Saints defense.
Yeah, I guess my last note on this one, I mean, you guys nailed it. The thing I'm looking at is how Dalvin Cook does against that number 3 defense but of the Saints against running backs. So since week, all our numbers are going to be since week 11. And yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see, because there have been a couple of times where we thought that Cook was going to have a tough time, and he's still come up. So we're going to do, would anybody fire up Drew Brees?
I would.
No, I wouldn't.
Like I said, first half last week was trash. Yeah. I mean, if he was my guy, between two quarterbacks, and he was, you know, they had the edge for sure at 5.
All right, so let's go to the next game here. It could be, because yeah, Minnesota's still been, they're number 19 against wide receivers and number 12 against quarterbacks.
Tampa Bay versus Detroit 5-9.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, and it's Tampa Bay is a 9-point favorite, a 54.5-point over under. You got Tampa Bay, Tom Brady. You're playing him. Anybody playing Leonard Fournette this week? Because it's looking like Ronald Jones is going to miss. Oh,
you're firing up everybody on Tampa Bay. Detroit's defense is trash. You're firing up everybody, probably everybody except Gronk, Antonio Brown, Godwin, Evans, Fournette. Fire all those guys up, especially because Ronald Jones is out. Fournette's going to have a large workload. On Tampa Bay, fire all of those guys. Detroit side, Stafford hurt. I mean, I don't know. He's been – every week it seems like the guy's injured. So I don't even know what his status is. I wouldn't fire him up. DeAndre Swift, you probably have to fire him up after his two TD performance last week. And then, you know, Marvin Jones went for a TD and 112 yards. So, yeah, Marvin Jones, DeAndre Swift, and then everybody on Tampa Bay except Gronk.
Surprisingly, it's not looking like Galladay is going to play. So that
exactly. The guy, it's a dead season for him. Just take the rest of the year off, get better, and then come back next year.
So that's frustrating.
It is so frustrating.
Him and CMC I had on one team. Terrible. With only five bench spots, so it was a waste.
Horrible, as they say. Horrible.
The one thing, Tampa Bay has been surprisingly bad against the pass. They're 32nd against wide receivers and 29th against tight ends. So, I mean, I think it's a prime spot for Marvin Jones and TJ Hawkinson to just kind of come through.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll do that, though? Because, I mean, it just looks like they've been, I don't know, kind of like Basuda. Like,
last week he didn't, Hawkinson have a prime spot, too, and he ended up with, like, negative points. So, I mean, Detroit's offense is just kind of wonky. I mean, I would lean, like I said, Marvin Jones – lean on their number one receiver, lean on their number one running back, and that's it. You know, just or tight ends are you know, always a wild card. If you have, there's other tight ends that are definitely more, you know, valuable than Hawkinson to fill up your tight end spot. I wouldn't fire him up, especially after his performance last week with negative points. I'm leery of any week that a guy scores negative points. So I'd say stay away from Hawkinson. Just because it's championship week, you don't want to lean on a guy who just came off a negative point.
Yeah, so. But this is such a basura year for tight ends. I think yeah. if he's taking you here, you got to play him.
On DFS, just do it.
On mine, so I got to figure it out. But that, he was supposed to kill it last week.
You'll be fine. He's not going to do that more.
No, but I have Moss, which we'll talk about, so I can play Moss or Hines. So
Both of those are garbage picks, but that's fine.
All right, well, let's go to Arizona. We got the San Francisco 49ers, the MASH unit, at 5-9, at Arizona, 8-6. Arizona's a I know. Who could have predicted that the 49ers were gonna unreal. You're a brujo, Ricky the brujo. So you got San Francisco. This is how bad it's gotten for San Francisco with Nick Mullins getting hurt, Jimmy Garoppolo still injured, CJ Beathard.
They were talking 2 weeks ago about Garoppolo maybe coming back, and I think because they've been losing, they just figured now we're gonna pull the plug on that.
I don't see why you bring him back. Why you bring him back? And they just signed Josh Rosen off the Tampa Bay practice roster. Yeah. That's how bad
that guy,
it's
man. That guy was what pick was he in the draft?
Number 10.
Just being thrown from team to team. No one wants
Where's
him.
Where's Matt Barkley, man? Bring Matt Barkley.
I'll tell you what.
The I one think he's thing, in Philly.
The one thing Rosen has going for him is that every time he leaves a team, they have a bright quarterback future. So I think that's why they brought him there. So that eventually Rosen's going to get kicked off their team. Like, look at it. Miami has a great quarterback future right now. Arizona has a great now. So San Francisco's next. That's my next brujo moment.
Bingo. Well, San Francisco, is there an old quarterback that still can play that took him to the Super Bowl one time that's out there?
The Niners?
San Francisco? No, I
don't know. Joe Montana, bring him back.
Oh, yes.
Joe Montana.
Oh, yes.
And Jerry Rice. Bring back Jerry Rice.
Andrew Luck come back.
Yeah. Ooh, Andrew Luck.
Is this an away game?
Yeah, at Arizona.
This is Arizona. They're all in Arizona right now. San Francisco only plays
in Arizona.
Yeah,
Arizona is San Francisco.
I think saw that strictly.
All right, so it's kind of a home game for them. So
based on rushing points for fantasy, Kyler Murray is in the top 10.
Wow, that's
out
crazy.
Of all running backs.
That happens.
How crazy is that? Numbers. Man. So this game, I mean, you have to light them up. San Francisco just – they're great on covering the quarterback, but everything else, they're trash. And I just think that slowly they're going to start giving up. Not giving up, but it's going to be hard to play at 100%. Arizona, they need to keep winning. So I think fire up everyone on this team. Kenyon Drake, if fully healthy, which is hard to assume at this point, hopefully he can get back to his old self. He needs to get a touchdown. He needs to prove to San Francisco, to Arizona, this is why he's at Arizona. I'm tired of him not getting more than 20 points a game. He's that good of a running back. He needs to do it this game. So
Agreed. Agreed. I guess the last thing is George Kittle. They're talking about it's the last. He's got a chance to play, but I'm like, por qué? I mean, he's got
even a if he does. Contract. Do you play him in anything?
If he plays, I start him because tight end is such a waste.
In what? In your championship league, or in DFS?
Well, the DFS, it depends on his price, but for a championship game, if he's playing, I play him. He's that good.
Yeah,
but,
Mark Andrews.
I mean, and you're obviously playing DeAndre Hopkins, so we talked about that one. Hey, let's go to Vegas, baby, Vegas, where
Vegas.
We could have a quarterback controversy. You got Marcus Mariota, looked great, but Derek Carr is back in practicing, so it's looking like he's gonna play.
You have to start Carr. If Carr is healthy, yes. you're not starting Mariota.
You're paying him.
No
money.
Way.
You're
starting Derek Carr. That's a non-issue.
I don't think either should be up for fantasy though. I don't think so.
Maybe Mariota.
Not against Miami's defense.
Even Josh Jacobs is going to be shaky because Miami's just been a great defense. That's why they're 9-5.
Heck yeah.
So I would start Miami's defense only because of how iffy this Vegas defense is. But I wouldn't even like it if I had Josh Jacobs on my team. Even Darren Waller, who's been tearing it up, I just feel like Miami's
the baller.
They're just going to be able to reduce the Raiders. And Tua, I mean, oof. I see it here. You say, like, in two QB leagues, do you start him? Yeah, but do you start him in, like, a 14-man league? Because he's good.
It's a great matchup. It's a great matchup.
Yeah, I can I add this to my picks, George? Miami minus three. Eyeballed over that. I mean, maybe I missed this one. Miami minus three. I think they stick it to the Raiders here. I think Miami.
Vegas, no
I think Miami covers easy. They've been playing.
They're
well.
Gonna have three great running backs just pounding in them. Gaskins the COVID.
Exactly,
and then you have Tua running.
It's Tua runs exactly. He's been running in quarter touchdowns. I think he had one or two last week, and I think one week before that. The guy is wily, and he's slippery, and he's going to get his touchdowns, and the guy could throw. And
I just hope he doesn't get lost in the glitz and glamour of Vegas. He is young.
No, man, that's not. Miami's
got a lot of money.
Miami's defense is going to give the Raiders all kinds of fits. So I don't know who I'm.
Yeah, on the Miami side,
Waller, you side Gaskin Waller. For sure.
On the Miami side, Tua, their defense, and maybe Gaskin.
I don't know which receiver to start because who knows if they're gonna.
None. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's a wild card. Every week's a wild card. You never know. Like Gesicki, I had him on my bench. He was predicted. You know, he was projected like 3 points, and he ends up with like a touchdown. So
Gesicki's the only one I would start if he's healthy.
Right.
But other than that, it's not to his strength. Tua's going to be on his feet. Tua's going to get you the points because he might score two touchdowns on his feet like he did last week or whatever it was he did last week. So it's just I don't see value in their wide receiver.
They're playing in a
not at this
they're playing
point.
In a cushy stadium, that big giant laser printer that the Raiders stadium is. So you know they're going to be nice and cozy in there. So you know no weather to deal with and. You know, they'll be fine. They're going to have, you know, Tua's going to be comfy, cozy. And, you know, I think he's going to be doing like a running. Gass is going to do a lot of running. And I think Miami sticks it to the Raiders.
All right. So let's go to KC, where this one's going to be an easy. It's a 54.5 point over under. Kansas City is a 10.5 point favorite. You're playing Patrick Mahomes. You're playing Tyreek Hill. You're playing Travis Kelce. Kelce, who's only six
this is
yards.
It. They just need this win and they're in and they have,
I mean,
they have home field.
Yeah, so Mahomes knows that they're gonna light him up early and often. It's gonna, you know, 21-0 is not out of the realm of possibility, but the KC's defense has been a little bit shaky there. So we'll see what Matt Ryan and company can do. Calvin Ridley, you're firing him up for sure. He's been super consistent there on the Falcons' offense, getting buku points, you know, week after week after week. You're gonna fire up Matt Ryan because KC's defense, like I said, is suspect. But I think you know, that over-under at 54.5, like we've said, Vegas knows what's going on. They know how to call this stuff. So it's going to be high scoring. But KC is going to
be. KC's going to be coming back from behind, and then they're going to beat Atlanta.
Atlanta magically up 14-0, and then the next thing you know, it's 35-14. So that's
exactly
KC
what's going to happen.
That kind of thing, right? Hey, I see that possible.
Week 16, Julio Jones is questionable trying to play. Nico, are you playing Julio Jones in week 16?
No, I'm not.
But you did. No, but yes, you did. So thank you.
That was the year that I picked him, and he was behind. Who was the other wide receiver? Atlanta.
Roddy White.
Yeah, and he's like, and heck, they're like, you're crazy. Why wouldn't you pick Roddy White first? I'm like, I see things in this man. He will be great.
I see things. All right, let's go to New York, where we got the Jets at 1-13, one game winning streak against Cleveland 10-4. And as we mentioned, Cleveland's a 9-point favorite. I'm going to make it easy on the Jets. There's no one worth starting on the Jets.
Nope.
If you desperation play because running back is so thin, maybe Frank Gore on the Cleveland side. I think there's a lot of options because the Jet defense is still basura. I mean, Chubb and Hunt could have a tough time running because the Jets are second against running backs, but I think – is Baker Mayfield a play this week? I really think –
Four touchdowns? Yes.
He has to be a play because he looks good against crappy teams, and when they play against a good team, then they have to rely on Chubb. So I feel like this is the game where they can rely on Baker because if he makes mistakes, they'll be able to get back real quick because it's – let's be honest, it's the Jets, and they really don't want to win right now. So
– I'm sure talk radio all week was like, what are you doing?
So I'm sure their defense still wants to play hard. So expect them to do well where they do well, but expect Baker Mayfield to look good with those long throws and all the little dinks to Kareem Hunt. Maybe they let Chubb relax a little because Chubb's going to have it tough up front with this defense. But they're going to the playoffs, so they really need to start thinking about it. They're not going to get a first round bye. That's easy right there. So really all they're playing for is a first-round home field advantage. So they need to start preparing for that. And I think And Baker's not going to be the lead in this team in the playoffs. So right now it's just, Baker, get your reps in.
This is interesting because they've got an outside shot to win the division. If they can beat Pittsburgh in the last game, I think they would both be at 12-4. If they win this game and then win the next game, they would win the division over Pittsburgh because I think they would have the tiebreaker. So how crazy is that? Mm-hmm. So speaking of Pittsburgh, they're 11-3 Pittsburgh. They're hosting the Indianapolis Colts 10-4. This is going to be one of the games of the weekend. But I think on the Indy side, the only guy worth playing is Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he's the RB2 the last 2 weeks. You're not playing Phillip Rivers. I don't think I trust T.Y. Hilton after kind of the clunker game he had last week.
But after what Finley did? Come on.
I might start Phillip Rivers. I mean, Pittsburgh as a whole, as a team, has just looked like trash. These last couple of weeks, they just look awful. I don't know what's up with them, but on both sides of the ball, they're just out of whack.
But so, Finley ran the ball, and Phillip's not running the ball.
That's true, but he could. I mean, I still think I think if you're in a pinch and you have to, you know, you're thinking that you know Phillip Rivers is one of your options, and you're kind of thinking maybe not on Phillip Rivers, I would lean to start him. I think Phillip Rivers has a decent game this week against Pittsburgh's defense. They have not looked good at all.
On the Pittsburgh side, is who beyond Deontay Johnson? Maybe James Conner if James Conner's back. I mean, who do you trust on this team?
If you have one of their wide receivers, you have to put him in. You already invested this much in it.
Right.
You just happen to see more of their floor recent, but their ceiling's still sky high and technically happens more often than not. They just had a bad couple weeks. You're hoping against a stout Indy defense that maybe they'll be able to just looking at this, I'm like, they're 29th against the QB. Like, Indy sucked recently on defense. Yeah. So
since week 11, they have not been good on defense.
So I can't believe you guys ever were talking that great about
that. That was weeks ago, Rick. That was weeks ago.
But it's funny because you guys would always say
that was when they were good.
Even after the bad games. Anyways, I like the way Snell looked. I just think, you know what, this is the game where they need to come back. There's no way Tomlin lets them be this droopy. Like, so depressed. So, yeah, they all got COVID and are suffering massive fatigue, or they just got no spirit right now. Maybe they all just need, like, a Christmas tree installed in their house.
The one thing that I think is going to be playing in their favor is if it gets cold, because Indy being a dome team, they're not used to playing in the cold. So that, I think that's going to be their benefit.
And Phillip's been in California for like 20 years.
Yep. So it's going to be very interesting. The one note that I thought was incredible was Big Ben was the QB 33 in week 15. So, I mean, there were 32 starting quarterbacks. So a backup passed him. So that was just, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Well, yeah. let's go to Jacksonville. We got the 1-13 Jaguars hosting the 7-7 Chicago Bears. As we mentioned, 7-point spread for the Bears favorite and 47.5 point over under. The Bears, yeah. I mean, it's another great lineup for them. Another great, matchup.
Yeah, they're going to stomp all over them. It's the worst running back or the worst defense against the running back. So expect Montgomery, who I have to go against. Expect him to get another touchdown. I hate that Nico had him too when he went off. So expect Montgomery to go off. Expect Robinson to be able to benefit from this. And Mitchell Trubisky looked like the comeback player of the year, even though he sucked in the beginning, got replaced. But yes, now he's the comeback player of the year. On the Jacksonville side, just Robinson. Robinson's been solid the whole
year. He's not practicing.
He may be out.
Yeah, he may be out.
We'll see. Right now, if I was him, I would just show up game day too.
That's how they're going to look at it. They're going to rest him out of practice all week and make the evaluation
game time decision.
I would not count on him though. It's just and I mean even though the Bears have not been
if he plays, you put him in. There's no way. I don't care who you have. I mean, he
brought you there.
He's like one of the top five on that same list. I told you pure running backs. Oh yeah, he was right there in the second tier, because the first tier is obviously Chubb, Henry, and Kamara. But yeah.
All right. Well, we got Baltimore 9-5 hosting the New York Giants 5-9. So we got Baltimore 10.5 point favorite, 45.5 point over under. You know, I think this one, Daniel Jones, he's been hobbled with the hammy. I don't see him.
Do you get anyone on the Giants? Does their name famous relevant?
Gallman. No. Gallman. I
really
look at Gallman. I mean, the Ravens have been number 28 against running backs the last month since week 11. So they've been, I mean, the Browns ran all over them, so there's some possibilities there. And but I don't think there's anybody else I'm playing on the Giants. On Baltimore, I'm starting the main guys.
Andrews.
Yep. Yeah, you're starting, man. Lamar.
J.K. Dobbins, man. That guy is mm-hmm. this is the J.K. Dobbins in the last four games that everybody wanted. Everybody drafted him at that position because they wanted to see him do what he's been doing. He's got four.
Yeah, they didn't want to wait till week 15 and
drafted
him.
If you
him and Akers, I gave up on week 13 and I'm eating it for it.
And I got both of them.
Dobbins is rewarding all those guys who drafted Dobbins and did not trade him or drop him. Now he's you are reaping the benefits. You know, it took a while for that seed to grow, but if you planted that seed at draft day back there at beginning of September or late August, it is now sprouting and giving you and giving you the spoils.
I have to say this, I wouldn't bet on Marquise Brown this week.
No.
Any week I wouldn't. He just hasn't been solid. I thought he would be, my bad. Every clock's wrong.
He's been Holly Weird, not Hollywood.
Yeah, and you know what? And the Giants, it could depend on the Giants getting their top cornerback, James Bradbury. He was on the COVID IR. So there's a possibility. Yeah, I think you're right. If they bring him back, he's going to stick Marquise Brown. But I'm playing Mark Andrews all day long in this
one. All day.
God, I hope that works for me.
Well, all day. Let's go to all day to Houston.
I actually think Houston's going to do a lot better against Cincinnati, 3-10-1 versus Houston, 4-10. Hector thinks Cincinnati's actually going to be able to cover, but Houston's good. In this game, I wouldn't start anyone on Cincinnati, only Boyd, but he's in concussion protocol. Other than that, nothing looks real. I mean, Bernard looked good last week against Pittsburgh, but I don't know if you can do the same thing against Houston, because I think Houston's kind of
Houston's number, defense. Houston's they're number ranked 31 against the run. Yeah. Giovanni, they're going to run all over these guys.
I think Houston's going to be scoring more than Pittsburgh. Therefore, Cincinnati's not going to be able to run as much.
I can see
Cincy's
that.
Cincy's defense stuck it to Big Ben.
One pass for 14 yards.
I mean, we'll is Pittsburgh see. That bad that he that they made Cincinnati's defense look that good and made yes. Cincinnati's offense
yes.
look ben that looked good?
Bad. Ben looked bad.
Ben had open wide receivers he wasn't throwing to.
All right. Well, we'll see if that was a
Watson,
fluke.
And Watson's going to be able to run away. So we'll see.
I don't know, man. Cincy's defense totally looks legit. Team. They look
totally
legit, man.
Different team.
They look we'll legit. See. Okay, we'll see. This is going to be the. This is going to be. This game will determine how good Pittsburgh is, because if Houston destroys the Bengals, then that means Pittsburgh really.
It just
sucks.
Proves that Pittsburgh's in a funk.
Yeah.
But anyways, continuing. I think Kiki Kuti is awesome. He's basically filling Fuller's spot just a little bit, like 75% of it. But he's a lock. He's gained so many targets the past three games, almost averaging 7 a game. So fire him up. Cooks, I don't like. He's too tiny. I'm always scared he's going to get injured. And David Johnson, I don't like. Just very, very unsteady. But Deshaun Watson, all day in this game, probably the Boom. Number one player in this
yeah,
whole
man.
Game.
Yeah,
this definitely. One's he's going to be big time on that one. All right, well, Ricky, your Chargers, 5-9, hosting Denver, 5-9.
Like I said, this is a revenge game for Melvin Gordon, so yeah. You have to put him in. Last few weeks, he's been on fire, gained touchdowns galore. Other than that, don't put anyone in for Denver.
I don't know. Charger run defense is pretty strong, Rick. Talk about it.
I mean, I know they're strong, but Melvin Gordon's going to be able to do a lot because he's on fire. Like, he's pissed about the whole Chargers issue.
Right.
And I think it's a great time for him to see basically the stadium he helped build, because he helped us get to the playoffs a bunch of times, make a lot of money. So he's coming to SoFi. He's going to see a lot of his old friends. He's going to see Eckler leading the team. And hopefully Keenan's in, because Keenan right now is having a hamstring issue. Mike yep. Williams having a back. But I'm telling you what, these wide receivers that Justin Herbert has on the side, I think it's like Johnson and Guyton, they're still awesome receivers.
Yeah, that guy passed. Johnson. I already know you're writing his name down and keeping an eye on him for the draft next year, Rick. So am I.
It's been so good, so solid.
He's really good.
This game's going to be very scrappy, and I think it has potential to be high scoring, because there it's going to be like the way all-star games look at it, just like all offense, no defense, and that's what I'm hoping for this.
Awesome. Well, yeah, and I hopefully we got to keep an eye on Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and actually Hunter Henry's also popped up on the injured list, and Eckler had the quad issue last game. So a lot of guys we got to keep an eye on, on Roto World Fantasy Pros and on Twitter and social media channels. So let's go to Carolina 4-10 at Washington 6-8. It's a revenge game for Ron Rivera. There's the possibility that Antonio Gibson comes back from a toe injury. I'm hoping for good things because I've got him on one of my teams. Really, other than that, it's maybe Terry McLaurin. He's battling an ankle. You got to play him if he's starting. And you're definitely starting Logan Thomas. He's just been a monster lately. Over on the Carolina side, Mike Davis, are you running him out there against the number one defense against running backs the last 5 weeks?
Nope.
I wouldn't want to.
I'm not doing that. And anytime you have Washington's defense, and we've talked about their defense before, they have a bunch of first rounders, and they have really showed it these last few weeks here. They are the top defense against the run. So they're going to stick it to Mike Davis. So I would be very leery of starting Mike Davis.
However, they are beatable guys, and I do think this will be a game closer than most think. And I hope Carolina wins, because I said earlier in the season, I'm pretty sure the NFC South, or whatever they are, pretty sure they're going to be sending a losing record to the playoffs.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Well, I don't think – no, not the NFC South. It's going to be the NFC East.
Whatever they claim to be.
Whatever they're called.
That trash league that doesn't even deserve.
Well, I will say that, it's going to be the talk of the league if CMC doesn't play again, because then it's like you're not playing him in week 17.
They're going to hang him up like Elf on the Shelf. Just put him away.
Oh man. Well, let's get to Dallas. The Cowboys 5-9 hosting Philadelphia 4-9-1. Jalen Hurts. 3 weeks ago he was on the bench. Now he's going to be starting a lot of fantasy championships. How amazing.
Crazy. Hey, that's fantasy for you. You never know, man. You can come from anywhere. So that's pretty cool.
You're always ready. I mean, you're starting Miles Sanders. I don't know if you're even starting Dallas Goedert, as bad as tight ends are. I mean, does anybody trust them?
Goddard's been pretty solid. I mean, pretty kind of, you know, he's up and down. He's peaks and valleys. So, you know, one game he goes off, next, you know, he's boom or bust. So I don't know. You know, again, we talked to, you know, ad nauseum about tight ends and, you know, their value, especially this year. But, you know, if you have just got a tight end,
I don't trust him.
Right. I don't really trust him. But if you have to, then I guess you have to. But he has the potential. He has the potential any given week to go off. But, you know, he's been inconsistent.
It's the one thing Dallas has been able to stop, so I just stray away from it this time.
Yeah, true.
He's going to be able to throw, because, and I keep having that replay.
And run.
Yeah, I keep having that replay in my head of Lamar Jackson just running right up the gut for like almost a 40-yard touchdown. I remember that so much. On the Dallas side, it's the quandary of, do you play Tony Pollard coming off that great game where he had 132 yards and 2 touchdowns? Or do you play Zeke, who says he feels good?
Well, what's the Mike McCarthy way? You know what I mean? Like, we've seen, you know, we know how he handles these situations. You know,
why would you even play Zeke full speed? You do 50-50.
Right?
You do.
Yeah, there's been all kinds of running back. There's been all kinds of running back drama back at Green Bay when McCarthy was there. So now that, you know, the same idea in Dallas.
They're still playing. They're still playing for the championship in their division.
Right. So they're going to ride. He's going to ride the hot hand. And if Pollard's a hot hand, Zeke's not going to get the rock. This is what it is.
What happens. You know, I say, this is it for them. They're going to lose this game. And Philadelphia is going to be playing Washington for the championship.
Ooh, that's going to happen. That's because
I see Washington losing to Carolina and Philadelphia just being able to sneak in real quick and taking it.
That'd be amazing. I think last thing, I mean, I think Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, you're firing them up. Philadelphia is number 27 against receivers right now. Yep, so Andy Dalton's
sure. Cooper goes off this game, I think.
Yeah. All right, let's go real quick. Seattle and the Rams. I think this is going to be one of the most compelling games.
Don't pick any of the running backs on the Rams.
Yeah. Cam Akers is out. I don't know if you can trust Daryl Henderson. Or
it's going to be a golf weekend. He's either going to do it or not.
A couple of woods. It's a couple of woods.
Real team or not. And yeah, Cooper Woods, maybe Higby on the Seattle side. You throw up everybody. Russell Wilson, Metcalf's been a little crappy lately, but you got to throw him in.
You got to start him.
You have to expect
an explosion from Lockett. Lockett, I think, is done. And even Carson, he's not a good bet for running. And I wouldn't put him in for this game either. I wouldn't be excited if I had him.
The thing that I've found, and we saw this last week, Russell Wilson struggles when a team has a good pass rush. Their line, Hector, you mentioned it earlier. Yep. Their line has been leaky. And so I think the Rams have one of the best pass rushes in the game. They're number 3 against quarterbacks. And so it's
bring out the Excedrin. He's going to have a big headache.
And they seem to have Seattle's number, so it's gonna be tough. Well, let's go to the what I think is gonna be the most fun game of the weekend. Sunday Night Football.
I can't wait for this game. This is gonna be so much fun to watch. Ryan Tannehill. And the cool thing about this game is that in our league, we have Jesse in the championship with Tannehill, Henry, and AJ Brown, and then Nico on the flip side. He's got Buffalo with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. So it's like you got it's like teams against, it's like Green Bay's against Buffalo. So that's cool. But this particular game, we got Tennessee against Green Bay. I can't wait to see Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, who have just been on a tear. They're 11-3. Tennessee's 10-4. Vegas has this at a 56.5 over under. Like, what? That's one of the highest that we've seen in a while. And it's way up on the scale of over-unders, it's way, you know, towards the high end for sure. Both of these defenses are leaky, so Green, they're going to give up points. Both of these teams are going to give up points. It may come down to who has the ball last to win this game. It's going to be close. You know, Vegas has it, Green Bay is a 3.5-point favorite. They know it's going to be close. And this is going to be, Derrick Henry and Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers and Tannehill and Devontae, and then there's A.J. Brown. So there's, there's superstars on both sides, at every position. It's going to be fun as hell to watch this game. I can't wait.
If Green Bay can get in the lead quick with 2 touchdowns, even 17-0, real quick, Tannehill's not going to be able to get him back, and they're not going to be able to rely on Henry to run it. So that's what Green Bay needs. Otherwise, if it's close, it's going to be fun. It's going to be high scoring, yep. But everyone's going to eat. Jones is going to eat. Rodgers, everyone on Green Bay is going to eat. Tennessee side.
We talked about weather too. Remember the weather factor. So that's going to definitely, I think, impact Tennessee more so than Green Bay. So that's the X factor.
We'll see, but I definitely think Green Bay is going to easily win this and probably be the beneficiary of more of the stats.
Well, I've got three players in this game: Tannehill, Brown, and Adams. Wow. So I'm expecting a lot of points from this game. So yeah, I'm really hoping for a lot of points.
You're going to get them.
So Nico is going to, as we mentioned, Nico. Let's go to Monday Night Football, where we got the New England Patriots 6-8 hosting the Buffalo Bills 11-3, the division winning for the first time in 25 years. Congratulations, Bills Mafia. Does Stephon Diggs, he's practicing, that he had the foot injury, but I mean, this is Allen to Diggs all day
long. You tape up the foot, man. Yeah. Cortisone injections and tape. And that's how you fix it. And there's no way Diggs is going to miss this game. There's no way.
I don't think there is. And, would you guys trust either Singletary or Moss in the, playing?
I'd probably lean on Moss if I had to. Nico has Moss. He's got a, He has Hines, he has Moss, and he's got Hawkinson. So that's his question mark. Is like, out of those three guys, who does he start as a flex play? And I don't know about you guys.
Too many. I don't want to roll the dice on either.
Yeah.
But he has to pick one. I think he has to use one of those guys as a flex.
Well, Moss is the one that looks more explosive.
Exactly. I would say. My philosophy is whenever you have a flex play, lean to the running back because they're going to have a chance to do more things or to get the rock a few more times than just flipping a coin.
Do you think Buffalo's defense is going to be any good?
Buffalo's defense? Yeah. Against the QB, they're number four in the last 4 weeks, right?
Against Cam, I think they're
choose between Buffalo's defense or the Ravens defense.
No, I think you take the Ravens.
All right.
Because the Ravens are home.
Last game, the Ravens defense did well. I mean, before that, they choked. But last week, they threw up, 20 points, Rick?
So did Buffalo. Buffalo threw up more points.
Ah, well, wasn't Cam about to get benched a week or two ago? He got benched? So, yeah, I mean, New England's a mess. They are an absolute mess.
No one on the New England side is fantasy worthy this week.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't have a problem with starting Buffalo's defense because they're hungry. They definitely want to – they want to make a statement. They want to definitely, take the game and stick it to Belichick. Everyone wants to stick it to Belichick, right? So
I just worry about it being a road game and maybe a letdown. That's why I was like, Baltimore needs to win.
Yeah, almost like a trap game.
It does. I mean, and Buffalo is, they're number 26 against running backs. So I could see there's Sony Michel or Damian Harris. Harris coming off the ankle injury, one of them possibly getting some yardage on the ground. Keep an eye on the fact that Stephon Gilmore left the last game with a knee injury. So that could be good for Stephon Diggs if he plays, or Cole Beasley, or that could be good for those guys in DFS. I don't know if you're starting any of them on your roster. So.
Right.
Primos, we did it. We got through 16 games. Everybody, eso es todo for our show. Christmas edition. Gracias otra vez to Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure independent podcast gets out into the familia community. Please make sure to subscribe. Find us on Spotify, Apple, Google. Leave us an Apple review. That'd be fantastic. We'd really appreciate it. Find our original content, including Adentro y Afuera, which kind of inspired this episode. Who's Adentro? Who's Afuera? We're going to find out tomorrow playing along with this one. And remember, follow us on Twitter at Familia FFB. You can find me at Jorge Martin 17. Hector,
what the heck, 2 T's.
Yeah, and don't forget our Familia FFB Facebook page. Everybody, this is our last show of the week. Wishing everybody a safe and healthy Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. And remember, everybody, todos somos familia.
Adios, amigos.
Salud.